Although the best yours truly could see was a draw, Muhammad Ali won the decision on all three official scorecards over Smokin' Joe Frazier in last night's 12-rounder at the Garden. The official cards read 6-5-1, 8-4, and 7-4-1, all favoring Muhammad, who in my estimation needed a good 12th round to gain a draw. As he said he would, he boxed and danced, but also clinched a lot, and after it was over, said, quote, "I think we should do it again." Frazier would like that, too, to fight off the tie, commenting he thought the bout could have gone either way. Neighbor Jeff and I watched it at the Met, where the picture was absolutely perfect. 15,000 watched the TV closed circuit at the three Twin City locations, the Civic Center and Minneapolis Auditorium being the other two. Neighbor Jeff thought Frazier won, losing a dollar in the process. He wasn't alone in his thoughts. Rod Trongard, KSTP Sports.
That's a regular on Rod's show, Neighbor Jeff.
Yeah, I like
just
it.
Just plain Jeff.
Right off the street. Take it.
KSTP time, 8:02. Here's an M&M story with the sugar coating off. Scientists at the Ames Research Center in California have discovered molecules in meteorites. A discovery which indicates that the universe is literally being pollinated with the building blocks of life. Doctors Keith Van Vorden and George Yoon report they have found fatty acids inside two meteorites which struck the Earth. The scientists say that also some of the fatty acids are identical to those found in the life chain on Earth. Others are slightly different. Researchers believe the discovery means that the farthest reaches of the universe are being peppered by spore-like meteors and that it greatly increases the possibility that life has evolved in other distant solar systems. And there's a new one to lay on Mom. If she discovers you're 3 months along, tell her you were struck by a spore-spewing meteorite. She'll believe. She wants to believe.
Oh, sure she does.
Mother Nature is still smiling on us in the Twin Towns. Top temps for today, 35. Tomorrow in the 20s. Low tonight, 10 above. Lots of clouds today, tonight and tomorrow. Maybe some snow flurries tonight. Who knows? Currently, KSTP temperature is 21 degrees.
I don't understand.
Don't try to understand, Chuck. Just enjoy.
KSTP, 7 minutes after 8. Nap in the morning. KSTP. And that's the only time we ever heard from Norman Greenbaum. It's 21 and fair in the Twin Cities, which means all that stuff is blowing away and drifting away. And the high today is going to be around 35 or so, which is not a bad high. 21 now at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock with Nap in the Morning.
Get Super Isodets. It's a mighty comforting thing for minor sore throat. Take only as directed.
When I was a little bitty...
8:17 at 15 KSTP with Nap in the Morning. Nap in the Morning. 21 degrees. Center Stage Jewish Community Center, 4330 South Cedar Road, Cedar Lake Road. Holds auditions for JB tonight, Wednesday and Thursday, 7:30. For a copy of what I've just said, call 377-83... 30.
Come on over here.
For you folks who were passing through the tunnel down there on I-94 and missed the best part of the record, that always happens to me, and I really get mad. I like to sing along to these things when I'm in the car. When I go through that stupid tunnel, I always miss the best part of the song. So here it is again.
I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down her dress. And she said, let's make it perfect. Loved by you.
It's got sex written all over it. Love it.
For the man with a sigh and the fly to a St. Paul powwow. This is Charlie Bush, KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, with news and information. Two from thief and a chief die on the fly. Two Thief River Falls city councilmen, the chief of police, and their young pilot died Monday in the crash of a light airplane just north of Winger in northwestern Minnesota. A jailbird got his stripes lengthened. One of two men who escaped from the Wadena County Jail and held a rural Wadena family hostage last fall, 18-year-old William Winans of Fergus Falls, has been sentenced to up to 20 years in prison. That court sport gets going again today. The trial of AIM leaders Dennis Banks and Russell Means go into week four in U.S. District Court in St. Paul. They'll be playing 20 questions again with prospective jurors. The big money is in for a mite of mulling. Correspondent Richard Rosenthal in Chicago says with memories of past floods in mind, Midwest officials are keeping an anxious eye on the Mississippi River.
Last year, the Mississippi River flooded for a record 89 straight days, damages in excess of $400 million. Herman Monshine, chief of the National Weather Service River Forecast Center, says potential flood conditions are worse now than at this time last year.
Soil moisture conditions are quite wet, highly saturated, and any future precipitation during the next several weeks would give very high rates of runoff.
And that could mean more heavy flooding this year in the Mississippi River Valley. It all depends on how much rain and snow falls in the next few weeks.
From Rod Trongard's sports desk, two-line fishing may yet come to pass in Minnesota.
A bill approved yesterday by the Minnesota House Natural Resources Environmental Protection Committee would permit fishermen to use two lines for all species of fish. Approval came on a close voice vote, and another such close vote is expected when the bill reaches the House floor. The State Department of Natural Resources opposes the bill. The chief House sponsor, Representative Douglas Johnson of Cook, said that all of Minnesota's neighboring states permit two-line fishing and that Wisconsin permits three-line fishing. Johnson argues that two-line fishing hasn't depleted fish stocks in those states, but the Resources Department says that two-line fishing would increase fishing pressure on walleyes, northern pike, and lake trout. Rod Trongard, KSTP Sports.
KSTP Time, 8:24. The word lunatic comes from an earlier age that believed in the myth that the moon influenced men to become mentally unglued. In mod times, we have dispelled that theory, but now it appears that indeed the moon might well be the cause of some lunacy. A 24-year-old Carmichael, California man appeared on the University of California campus at Berkeley selling certificates for one-acre plots on the moon for $1. Barry McArdle sold more than $200 in certificates. McArdle said that he was trying to, in his words, put credibility back in the land biz. Now, all you brilliant college Berkeley boys who bought a bit of the moon, please say cheese so they can click your pick before they put you moon goons in your padded pads. A great day for padding about in the out. Top temps today 35, tomorrow in the 20s. Low tonight 10, some clouds during the period with a chance of snow flurries tonight. Currently, KSTP temperature is 21 degrees.
15 KSTP, and we have $7,600 worth of winners so far in our stash of $100 bills. All you have to do is believe contest. And we could call you sometime in the next half hour. And if I do, and you... if you're paying attention, you won't hang up on me. You won't be rude. You'll just say, give me the $100 bill.
Did you know Dayton's has GAMS?
Offer is limited to licensed drivers only. Limit 2 discount coupons per family. And you can pick one up at Barnett Chrysler Plymouth at 3610 Highway 61 East in White Bear Lake. A little love. Unlimited. At the music station, KSTP. I'm Nap in the Morning. But she's all you'd ever want. Keep telling yourself that. 15 KSTP. I don't know what she is.
In Britain, some flack from the Mac that makes his jack on the track. This is Charlie Bush, KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, with news and information. Mostly information. Some wildcats have chosen to claw the paw that feeds them. Mm-hmm. A wildcat walkout where British railroad workers moved into its second day today against snarling London commuter traffic. British Prime Minister Edward Heath says he will not give in to union pressure. Some twin-towners are planning to shuck some more ugly. A massive facelifting in northeast Minneapolis will be off the drawing board soon. At this moment, no one is saying anything about it. And in situations of that nature, there is none better to send out an assignment than Don Beeler, who took a look at a 28-square-block area of nothing, partially filled with old warehouses, old buildings, railroad tracks, and some open space, and still got a story out of it.
We're in what is known as Plymouth Industrial Park, and what may be, in the not-too-distant future, the largest development of its kind in the United States, costing as much as $200 million. It's being put together by Burlington Northern, which owns or will own the land, and by the Minneapolis Housing and Redevelopment people. The announcement hasn't been made yet, but it's close. The planner hasn't been retained yet, but it's close. The architects aren't on board yet, but it's close. No one will say what's going in here. Houses, playgrounds, parks, high-rise buildings, manufacturing, businesses, shopping centers. But it will be different, dwarfing Capital Center, Gateway Center, Old Town, and such.
Now, you see, of course, we still don't know what's going to go in there or what's going to happen. But now we don't care anymore. KSTP time is 8:41. From Rod Trongard's sports desk, baseball's Hall of Fame adds three more.
The Veterans Committee of the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday elected former players Samuel Big Sam Thompson and Sonny Jim Bottomley and ex-umpire Jocko Conlon to the Diamond Shrine. Bottomley and Thompson, both deceased. Bottomley, a first baseman, hit .310 in 14 seasons with the St. Louis Cardinals and Cincinnati Reds of the National League, and two with the St. Louis Browns of the American. In 1924, he set a major league record by driving in 12 runs in one game for the Cardinals against the Dodgers. Thompson played all but eight of his games before the turn of the century. He was an outfielder and had a lifetime batting average of .336. Conlon, who is 71, was a National League umpire from 1941 to 1965. He had a brief career as a player, being with the White Sox as an outfielder in 1934 and 1935. Rod Trongard, KSTP Sports.
Here's something to wail about. Dr. David Last has a first. The University of Wales professor has invented a pedestrian power harness which will enable joggers to generate electricity. It uses the up-and-down motion of jogging to generate power by moving a magnet and a coil. Wonder if that could be adapted to the bedroom. Well, anyway, Lash says he believes the device should produce enough power for a flashlight, a small radio, or even a pair of electrically heated socks. In the future, when they ask what makes Sammy run, the answer will probably change from prunes to he has cold feet. Well, today's warm will put the blush back in your body.
Yeah.
The mercury will soar to 35 today, drop to 10 above tonight,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Sure.
High for Wednesday in the 20s. Cloudy today, tonight, and tomorrow. Currently, KSTP temperature is 21 degrees.
No wonder we never get our names in the paper.
Well, somebody got their name in the paper, huh?
Yeah, Letovsky's column.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday. Some station pulled one of the cheapest, oldest, hokiest tricks in the world and ran an ad in the paper apologizing for something their morning man had said.
You probably.
No, you know, whoever, whatever. You know, they apologize for things he said. While he was on the air.
Well, I think they should.
Well, he didn't even say anything.
They should apologize, especially for that.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, let me get down to the meat of it, okay? The struggle goes on. But it's been getting more desperate since the last ARB ratings. And then it says KSTP, with its almost all music format, has stolen huge chunks of the audience from KDWB and WDGY. Really huge.
Insensitive term,
yeah.
Chunks.
Yeah, I can dig it. And then it talks about those other guys, those turkeys across the energy conservation station. How come we don't, we never do any ripoffs like that? All we ever do is shake our shave cream and dance together.
Now, well, what? Who said what? I'm interested in that.
Well, huh?
Who said what that they apologized for?
No, that's Bob what's-his-name over there across the street. You know, that's
Lertzema? Has he got a show now?
Yeah, Lertzema's got a show. Well, you're right about one thing.
They're a bunch of bench warmers.
Well, there's a swell song. Who can forget the Beach Boys at 15 KSTP? 10 minutes before 9 o'clock now. 10 before I blow this place off. 21 and fair in the Twin Cities. A high today of about 35. Nap in the morning.
The instructions are inside.
KSTP. To believe or not believe. That is the question.
You got to put your hands on the radio.
And you got to say, I believe!
That's not fair.
Three turkeys in a row.
love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's 8:55 at 15 KSTP. Nap in the morning. 21 and fair. With a high today of 35 and increasing cloudiness. And tonight is the first in a series of five consecutive Tuesday bird identification lectures sponsored by the Minneapolis Bird Club, held at the Minneapolis Public Library at 7:30. And naturally, we're invited to attend if we'd like to know more about birds. This is my favorite part of the day now, because I get to say goodbye. Tom Jones gets to come in and say hi. Stay high. Bye.
KSTP, Tom Jones, and the Outsiders. Time won't let me. I got no time. KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, with more music per hour than any station in North America. 58 minutes of music this hour. KSTP, the Believe It or Not contest, with $7,700 winners in just 11 days. Your chance might come later on this hour. What you say is what you're going to get, Jack. KSTP, Elton John. Donovan Leach, there is a mountain.
There is a mountain.
15 KSTP, the late Mr. Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle, at 10:42. Carpet, flying high, out in the country. Team KSTP, Tom Jones, and Miss Dionne Warwick. Every time you turn on the tube, you see this lady doing her number. Good looking and good singing. When you need it, reach out for Dionne. KSTP with the Beatles. Just a part of 58 minutes of music this hour. 15 KSTP with Tom Jones and the Beatles.
Directed.
KSTP, to believe or not believe, that is the question.
Hello, is this the Curtis Merkins residence in Anoka? This is Tom Jones from KSTP Radio, and if I told you I had a $100 bill or a brand new record album in my hand for you right now, which one would you believe?
I'd take the record album.
You take the record album. Well, that's what you get. But if you would have taken a $100 bill, you would have gotten that too. Because what you say is what you get on KSTP. Okay, Mr. Merkins?
Yes?
Okay, goodbye.
KSTP, Tom Jones and Lobo, me and you and a dog named Boo. KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's 11:01, and I'm Tom Jones with 59 minutes of music this hour on the music station. 15 KSTP, my love does it good. 15 KSTP, Chad Stewart, Jeremy Klein. Just a part of 59 minutes of music this hour. 15 KSTP, John Denver, Sunshine.
Sunshine.
15 KSTP, the voice of Scott McKenzie. 15 KSTP, the Believe It or Not contest with $7,700 winners in just 11 days. Your chance might come later on this hour. Remember, what you say is what you get.
On 15, KSTP. It's up to you. These are the stylistics. Tuesday, and I'm Tom Jones, and this is Streisand, from a really good motion picture, The Way We Were. KSTP, Tom Jones, and Stevie Wonder, and for once in my life, I finally found somebody. KSTP, Tom Jones and Aretha. What you got, baby? Is what I want. What I'm going to get, too.
What you want?
KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. With more music per hour than any station in North America. 59 minutes of music this hour. KSTP, 1134. Tom Jones on Gung Hill Road. Back when my hair was short, I used to boogie in the back seat.
Plane crash in northwestern Minnesota. This is Rod Trongard, KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis, with news and information. A small plane carrying two men has gone down near Winger, Minnesota. Initial unconfirmed reports are that both occupants were killed. Meantime, the two Fairmont area men on board another light craft that struck a power line near Charlotte Lake, north of Fairmont, Saturday are in fair condition today. They are 42-year-old Harry Hayes and Harley Rosenberg, both of Fairmont, both of whom suffered multiple fractures. A snowmobile accident has claimed the life of 50-year-old Doris Hinderacher of Kenyon. Mrs. Hinderacher died this morning of chest injury suffered in the mishap Friday night. The snowmobile she was driving hit a bump, threw her from the machine. She was run over by another machine following behind. The wounded knee trial in St. Paul is in recess until tomorrow. Judge Nickel allowed the recess on request of William Kunstler, defense attorney, that he be allowed to confer with his own lawyers relative to action against him taken by the New York City Bar Association regarding two contempt of court convictions arising from the Chicago 7 conspiracy trial. But according to Speaker of the House Carl Albert, a vote will be taken on whether to impeach President Nixon regardless of what the Judiciary Committee recommends in the 13 impeachment resolutions have been filed. Liberal California Congressman Paul McCluskey is willing to give the president immunity from criminal prosecution if Nixon will resign because of Watergate. Former Nixon campaign official Herbert Porter has pleaded guilty to a charge of lying to the FBI about the Watergate break-in. And the president today, in a message to Congress, proposed cost of living increases in veterans' pensions and an 8% boost in GI benefits. KSTP News Time is 2:01.
A sport in court is a meatpacker packing it in when it comes to bunny fun. This is Charlie Bush. A county judge has ordered a Philadelphia meatpacking company executive to remove a former Playboy bunny from his $135,000 home and permit his wife to move back in. Before the court delivered the rabbit punch to the hubby hopping in bed with the bunny, they heard Mrs. Shirley Clayman testify that her husband forced her out of the home when the former bunny moved in last August. She and husband Henry Clayman have been involved in numerous support hearings since he left home in 1971. They have a 13-year-old son who's fast learning that it takes a lot more lettuce than carrots if you want to keep a bunny wagging its tail in your face. Now, that's the kind of education a kid could cotton to.
And you're not going to turn down this weather either. Fair to partly cloudy for the Twin Cities this afternoon. A high of 30. Same type high tomorrow. A few clouds hovering overhead. Tonight's low will be 20. Wind southerly to 15 miles an hour through this afternoon will diminish tonight. Currently, KSTP temperature is 29 degrees.
KFTP, 205 on the music station. Gladys Knight and the Pips. 15 KFTP, 209, Steve Hadley and Beatle music. 15 KFTP reminds you a special ski course for run kiddies will be taught at Minnetonka Center, 2000 Dwight Lane. Beginning today, 3:30 to 4:45, call 474-2503 for information. I remember. KSTP, 214, Steve Hanley. And for 2 o'clock, love. KSTP and the Rolling Stones.
She would never say.
15 KSTP weather, fair, sunny and warm through tomorrow. This is winter, man. I just can't wait to spring. High today 35, low tonight 20, at 222, 29 degrees in the Twin Cities. KSTP, Steve Hanley, and Gail Garnett. Singing it while I got it, baby. 15 KSTP, Sly, and the Stone Family. You have to be Sly to stone a family. That's it, in the bummer time. KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 231. With me, Steve Hanley. KSTP, 233 on the music station with me, Steve Hanley. Nelson John. Crocodile. What a crocodile. How I Got Swamped in Marlow, Oklahoma. KSTP reminds you when you do your spring cleaning, don't throw that stuff away that you don't want. Call Goodwill to pick it up. Sunshine. 15 KSTP, 240, with Otis Redding. Sitting in the morning. 15 KSTP was playing that song last summer, late last summer, when six young dudes blew into town to take over a 50,000-watt flower pot. Turn it into a music mama. And crowned it the music station. In a period of 105 days, won this whole turkey market. Which wasn't a great accomplishment considering the competition, but nonetheless it was done. And since that time, somebody has been listening. Yes, indeed. Taking notes. We now have another music station. And or another, their new music explosion, which shows a little more originality, if no more creativity, but nonetheless they are trying. And so I thought I would pay tribute to them at this time. And play this song that means less to me than it does to them, I'm sure. In a minute. Well, I liked it better the other way. Class, what can we learn from this? That followers are never leaders. Never much more than just your basic run-of-the-mill followers. KSTP weather, fair, sunny, and warm through tomorrow. High today 35, low tonight 20. And 247, sunshine, 29 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Music Station.
15 KSTP, Steve Hanley and Cliff DeYoung. 15 KSTP, from a special made for television. Chris DeYoung, my sweet lady, it's 2:56.
With prices going up everywhere, we sell at Robert's Family Shoe Store. Chicago and Lake, Minneapolis, open weeknights till 9, Saturdays till 6, Sundays noon to 5.
Four. Wrong. Three. o'clock, inner cities. KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and me, Steve Hadley. 15 KSTP, 303, Steve Hadley, and Johnny Nash. I can see.
I can see clearly.
KSTP. I couldn't resist. More Chicago dialogue, parts 1 and 2.
We can make it happen.
15 KSTP and the Beatles.
Yesterday.
Vice President Agnew as a trophy? It's 5:30 and this is Dave Dworkin with KSTP News and Information. Well, it seems Vice President Agnew told the National Federation of Republican Women in Los Angeles today that he's innocent of charges against him. Agnew also declaring the Justice Department is out to get him as a, quote, big trophy after bungling the Watergate investigation. And he vowed not to resign even if he's indicted in a political kickback investigation. The Vice President strongly criticized officials in the Justice Department, and he threatened to ask President Nixon to fire any person in the Justice Department who, as Agnew put it, betrayed their sacred trust. Agnew said if the case had been handled properly by the Justice Department, no one would know that he was under any kind of investigation. Agnew also says he's been framed by persons in Maryland who he claims are trying to avoid prosecution. Speaking of which, completing its Watergate break-in phase, the Senate investigation has moved further into a probe of political dirty tricks while losing live television coverage. In a week when 7 Watergate senators were lectured on their own ethics, they were also compelled to deny published reports that they plan to cut short scheduled hearings and dismantle the investigation. The 3 days of testimony during the week produced little in the way of new or important information. E. Howard Hunt, facing a possible term for his admitted role in the Watergate break-in, painted himself as a weary ex-spy who had done only what he had been trained to do, follow orders. Is appendicitis contagious? Well, there's some next-door neighbors in Rochester who may be inclined to think so. 7-year-old Laura Griffin became ill about 10 days ago. Her parents, Mr. and Mrs. David Griffin, asked their neighbor, Dr. Enrique Chavez, to take a look at her. The Mayo Clinic physician determined that Laura was suffering from an attack of appendicitis. The past week, the 9-year-old daughter of Dr. and Mrs. Chavez came down with the same illness. Maria Chavez had an appendectomy exactly 1 week later than Laura. The two girls are now recuperating in neighborly fashion in adjoining rooms at St. Mary's Hospital. And, oh yes, Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, has received a $400,000 donation from Dr. and Ms. Ray Reeves. The Reeves announced that they selected BYU because the students there, quote, still cut their hair and believe in God. Well, believe it or not, looks like a fairly nice weekend coming up. 15 KSTP weather looks cloudy, but warmer through Monday. High today, 70. Low tonight, 52. And at 5:33, it's 50 degrees in the Twin Cities. KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. With more music per hour than any station in the Twin Cities. 57 minutes of music this hour.
My father married up your
tree. Hang it up, Cher, you're all wet.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
15 KSDP reminding you the exhibit of Swedish sculptor Herman Rosell's wood carvings continues through October 7th. American Swedish Institute, 2600 Park Avenue, Minneapolis.
Sunshine came softly.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is.
Let's see. 15 KSTP weather. Cloudy and warmer through Monday. High today 70, low tonight 52. At 5:47, it's 50 degrees in the Twin Cities.
No
15 KSTP. Keep
keep on keeping on with Stevie Wonder.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
KSTP, Ramblin' Man with the Allman Brother Band. KSTP, St. Paul and Minneapolis. And in the next 60 minutes, you'll hear 60 minutes of music on the music station. KSTP, with more music per hour than any station in the Twin Cities. KSTP, reminding you to find out what's going on at the Jewish Community Center where you live. KSTP, 611, Seals, and Crofts, and Dworkin. How'd he get in there?
Nine.
KSTP, Bobby Gentry. KSTP weather. Cloudy and warmer through Monday. High today 70, low tonight 52. At 6:19, 50 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie.
15KSTP, this is Machine Gun Kelly, your afternoon drive man. Driving you completely crazy on a Thursday. I'm trying to quit smoking. Let me tell you, it's not easy. Starving to death. I hope you don't like that record by Chicago, because I just got through eating it. And if you don't hear me talk anymore after this record, you know I just ate the microphone. 15KSTP weather, fair and warm through tomorrow. Low tonight 50, high tomorrow 70. At 4:16, it's now 61 degrees in the Twin Cities. Still hungry. Forecast looks good enough to eat. Station in the Twin Cities. Here comes Credence.
Oh, Susie Q.
The Team KSTP. 423 on a music station with a gunner. Machine Gun Kelly, Chicago. KSTP, Donovan, and the hurdy-gurdy man. KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, with more music per hour than any station in the Twin Cities. 56 minutes of music. Let's out. KSTP. For the very last thing Jim Croce ever did.
Like the pine trees lining the wind.
15KSTP, that was Jim Croce. The late and great. It's called I Got a Name. For what it's worth, it's going to be a big hit. Machine Gun Kelly, 435 now.
There's something happening. You check my nerves and you rattle my brain.
15 KSTP. Nobody plays more music than 15 KSTP and Machine Gun Kelly. 4:39 on the music station. Driving home time. KSTP and Machine Gun Kelly. You never listen to anyone but Machine Gun Kelly, do you? Do you?
No.
15 KSTP weather, fair and warm through tomorrow. Actually, it looks like it's going to rain a little bit today.
Never.
You never can tell. Low tonight, 50, high tomorrow, 70. At 4:43, 61 in the Twin Cities.
Bye.
Machine Gun Kelly. And even a Goldfinger could be calling you. When you pick up the phone, be sure to say KSTP and we'll give you the loot. You fellas, put the money over in the corner. Look out. What's new, pussycat?
No.
15 KSTP, that's Tomcat Jones and Machine Gun Kelly with a Goldfinger call next.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents Westworld, where you can live out all your fantasies and where nothing can possibly go wrong.
Go wrong.
Go wrong.
Go wrong.
Go wrong.
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Westworld starts Friday at a Twin City area theater near you. Check your newspaper for theater and showtime. Goodyear announces the gigantic 11-store clearance sale west of the main entrance off Snelling Avenue.
When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand.
South Town.
In the past hour, this KSTP Goldfinger call, worth $1,500, was placed to a Twin Cities area residence.
Dialing the phone like this reminds me that I haven't paid my phone bill this month. And if it's too expensive, I'm going to use the other phone company. We're calling the St. Paul number here. It's two rings. That's three rings. You want to give him another one?
That's good for another time, yeah. Come on.
All right, hold it down. Hold it down. It's a family show. Keep it down. That's four. That's all we can allow. I'm sorry. And I can't tell you who we were calling because they're not home. You could go burglarize their house. What's the next hour? What is it? KSTP and Machine Gun Kelly. My wife told me to play some soft music today. She likes to make love by soft music.
Wait a minute, I'm on the radio. What's going on?
People who work in glass houses should see that it's bulletproof. This is Dan Hertzgard, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, with news and information. Currently, the KSTP temperature is 63 degrees. Gee, that's easy to forget. This is Dan Hertzgard. Here's the gunner. Bang.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
15 KSTP. A little after 5 o'clock with a gunner. It's Machine Gun Kelly. And I hope you got your kickers on today, baby. We're going to kick it. You ready for this? Turn me on.
Come on now.
Booking KSTP, 506 on the music station. Well, the number one song for August to September 1971. Cat Stevens, Morning Is Broken.
Morning.
Booking KSTP. Driving home time with Machine Gun Kelly and a music station. This is Keith. The temperature's rising. 898.6.
Good morning. Round, round, get around. I get around, yeah.